Hello, and welcome to a podcast celebrating a variety of venues in the city of Chester. This podcast is a collaboration between Story House and Chester Schools Together, and you're about to listen to a highlights package of the project that we worked together on earlier in the year. To kick off, we'll head to Chester Cathedral. Tune in as we learn the history of the building, as well as some interesting facts, brought to us by students at Bishop's Bluecoat High School.
It began its life as a Benedictine abbey in 1093. The site has previously been used as a place of worship during Roman and Saxon times. However, the Benedictine monks were the first to build a church there in the Norman Romanesque style. If you look at the Story House's Instagram, you can refer to the images that show this architectural style. During the early modern period, the cathedral's existence contributed heavily to everyday life and served as an important function for the local people. Then, towards the end of the 14th century, the highly prized choir stalls were carved and installed, which you can view on the Story House Instagram. In the 16th century, there were many disputes and legal disagreements. One example of this is the trial of George Marsh, which occurred inside of the cathedral. He went against the Catholic religion and so was brought to the authorities and was eventually taken to Lancaster Castle, where he refused to give up his Protestant beliefs. He was later tried in Chester Cathedral and was found to be guilty and was burned at the stake in Broughton, where a memorial, which still stands, was erected in 1898.
Inscribed on this stone, it reads, "To the memory of George Marsh, martyr who was burned to death near this spot for the truth's sake, April 24th, 1555.
There are many things that the cathedral does in order to remember its past, and so, in 2015, they did a reenactment of his trial in order to educate people about his life.
As well as this, the cathedral hosts many other events throughout the year to celebrate its history and bring the community together. During the Christmas season, they host lots of events, including Christmas carol concerts, showing Christmas films with live orchestras, and lining the hoisters with Christmas trees decorated by local primary schools in Chester. But it's not just Christmas. During Easter, they perform the Easter Story out on the streets of Chester. The play tells the story of Jesus Christ's last few days on earth, including his arrival in Jerusalem on a donkey, the Last Supper, his arrest and trial, and concluding with his crucifixion on the cross. The City Passion uses many of the unique features of Chester's historic city centre as a set to tell the story, with the audience finding themselves playing the role of the people of Jerusalem, standing close to the dramatic events as they unfold. The most recent event, Lux Morales Discovery, was a spectacular immersive journey for people to walk through and explore the cathedral in a new light, featuring installations of sound and light art, to inspire the faith of its visitors in a unique way and outreach into the community. And two key individuals working towards modernising the way the cathedral interacts with the community are Monica and Emily, who we spoke to in the cathedral.
How long have you worked here?
I have worked at Chester Cathedral for about a year and a half.
There's a lot of events going on around Christmas, so do you have any things you can tell us about what happens here at Christmas time?
So Christmas is such an interesting time in the cathedral because we kind of have three facets of what we are. We are an active place of worship, we're an events venue, and we're also a tourism attraction. So you get a lot of people who come in for different things. And during Christmas, you have Advent and Christmas from a liturgical service point of view. So you have different services happening. Emily is a little more knowledgeable on that side of it than I am, but there's a lot of more different focus within the church side of things. But then we also have a lot of Christmas concerts. Our choir do one of their most popular concerts of the year is done at Christmas time. And then you also have, some candlelight concerts. We do, some brunch with Santas. So there's a wide variety of things happening. And then you also have the Christmas tree festival. So visitors are coming in to see, I think we have over 70 or 80 Christmas trees that schools and businesses decorate.
And now we'll be interviewing Emily, who is the Collections and Marketing Engagement Officer. So first, just how long have you worked here?
So I've worked here for nearly 3 years now.
And do you have any memory from here that you really remember being quite a good experience?
I'm the collections manager and I've had quite a lot of really unique experiences dealing with our historic collections. So I've frequently been very fortunate to handle manuscripts that we own, but also interact with other collections that are privately owned in the city where we display them. So they've been some really standout things. On a completely separate note, we had an installation here last year called Gaia, which was the big earth thing that was hanging in the south transept. And I was really involved with the installation of that, which was a total different part of my job. So that was a really special getting to be the first people to see that here.
What would you say the community is like here?
We have lots of different parts to our community. It's quite big. And around cathedrals, obviously, because they're usually in a city, it can branch off in lots of different directions. So we have our staff and volunteers here who are sometimes some of the closest people to the way that the cathedral runs. We have our congregation as well, who often will come here very frequently to worship, but sometimes people will come sort of once a year and see it as a place that they want to come for a service. But then we have loads of community groups that we work with. We have communities around our music department, around our heritage work. We do loads of work in the local community as well. So we sort of branch off in all sorts of directions and really try to be plugged into the centre of the city. So I couldn't possibly list them all.
Lastly, how do you think the cathedral helps to inspire faith in like visitors who come to Chester?
So we have quite a lot of different ways we try to do that. They range from the quite subtle to the more obvious. So we've already spoken a little bit about our worship pattern. So the screens that we have in the nave, they outline every day what's on in that day, but also coming up for big services. So we're in Lent at the moment, we're coming up to Easter. You'll start seeing posters and other marketing material advertising that, so that people can just join us for a small service. If they want to, they can sit in the nave or join in person. But then also we push that part of our mission through loads of other things that we do. We've got digital lecterns around the building where people can interact and learn a bit more. We're slowly building up our interpretation in the building, which gives people an opportunity to learn about the history or the people, often both. And that can often be a way in to faith for people. We try to be as open and accessible as we can be with that part of our mission, so that people don't feel really claustrophobic or that it's pushed on them, because this really is a place for everyone. And if you've got faith or haven't got faith, or you're not sure, that you can come here and explore at least and see what's there.
You've been listening to
Natasha,
Alex,
Tom,
Keris
and Evie. Have a good day.